This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you want to get involved, engaged, we've got a live chat room up on the website. You can find it at joemessina.com. You can send me an email. You know, if you don't want to, your voice heard, but you want to have something to say, you can send me an email to Joe. Ready for this? This is really tough. Joe@joemessina.com. And, you know, I always say this thing, I'll read your email or I'll talk about the topic in your email as long, even if we're not on the same side of the issue, as long as you stay civil. But if you're going to become one of those jackwagons that I like to talk about, then I'm going to read it and read your name at the same time. So, just be forewarned. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. Did I wake you up? I'm sorry. Did I?
I was looking at my notes because I know that we go off topic, and I hope that when people...
What? Who goes off topic? Yeah. Who are you talking about?
No, I think that we jump around. I think that before we go to break, we're talking about something, and then we come back, and then we start talking about something. So listen, if there's a topic that we've talked about that you want us to get back to, folks, chime in. Because we're old. We can't think of what we said.
Wait a minute. What do you mean we? What are you talking about?
Okay, we, I mean you.
I felt that. Anyway, no, seriously, you're right, we do. I get excited about some people. You know what happens is people will send me stuff during the show. And I like that, you know, I like the title or the headline or what have you. And I go, oh, yeah, we got to do that one. And I start reading it, and then I'm locked onto it. So when we come back, I'm like, I'm locked onto it.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean?
I like that, and I hope it doesn't annoy people, but let us know if you want us to pull back and talk about a topic that we were talking about. We don't have a problem with that. We don't have big egos. Egos.
I'm glad you clarified, because I was going, eagle would be eagle. Nice to have, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, anyhow. All right. You know what? I totally lost. See? I did it again. I totally lost my train of thought. I'm listening to you talk. Going, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, okay, you know, that's a big deal. Yeah. So, all right, listen, I'm going to talk about something that you're not going to like. It's kind of become a very nasty word, so I'll say it quickly. Inflation. And
I don't know anything about that. I can't afford to deal with that.
Well,
I'm broke.
You know, the state of California, where we live currently, doesn't mean it's permanent, but they're really actually mulling over mileage taxes now. They're mulling over exit taxes. They're mulling over, check this one out, a base rate for your electric bill based on your income. Okay? So, because I make a few more bucks than you do, maybe, then my electric bill is going to be higher at the base level. Really? Isn't that a necessity? Isn't that a right? I mean, and I don't know if you remember the big uproar in Michigan where many people were behind on their water bills during the COVID-19. And there was a big rally at City Hall that said, hey, water is a right. It's a human right. It's a necessity of life and blah, blah. And what happens? The city steps in and wipes everybody's bill clean. So I'm thinking maybe we should do the same thing with electricity. What do you think?
Well, I...
Uh-oh.
California, I'm very, as my grandson would say, skeptical.
Anytime they want more money, you should be skeptical.
I don't like robbing Peter to pay Paul. I don't believe in socialism or Marxism where you take other people's money and you subsidize. I'd love to hear how my grandson would say that word. But it makes me want to just like not have an income because somebody else will take care of my bill.
It is a form of social. Look at, why should you be penalized? To use your words, you come out of the hood and you worked hard.
Are you going to say it like that?
Because you said it like that. But you came out of the hood, you worked hard. You made a career for yourself. You studied on your own. You learned how to do it on your own. Why should you have to share that with somebody who never wants to move beyond a, I'm not making fun, but a burger
place? Well, yes, you are. You're assuming. Some people fall upon hard times. They don't have an income.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I said someone who doesn't want to move beyond. There's plenty of people who are happy doing what they're doing because they're living in mom's basement, you know?
You don't know that that's the case. What I'm saying is, this is what I would like, but I'm a mommy, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, soft side, I know, yeah.
So here's the thing. Is I'm willing to help somebody. In fact, I help my family. If there's a family in hard times, if they need me to subsidize their bill, I should be able to have that option of going, you know what, I want to help this person. Or if I don't have a family member that's fallen upon hard times, that's the thing that I always wonder about Hollywood. They're talking about who they, you know, paying our fair share. Rich people should be. I'm cool with that. You guys make the lion's share of money. So who would you like to help? Let them do that. But to do that across the board, I think is very unfair. And you're seeping into paying for people's bills who are the people, some of which are in that net, that are cast in that net that you were talking about. There's going to be some people who aren't trying super hard that
all
are
right,
staying
well,
in their basements.
All right, we're going to talk. We'll make a note because we'll talk about this when we come back. We got to go for a break.
We're going to totally forget it.
No, you're going to write it down. You're the secretary here. Okay. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend. My friend, my friend. That's fighting music.
That's music that gets your blood stirred. You want to fight. You want to get in the ring, just need me a, what is it, a red cape, blanket, whatever it is that they use. I have no idea. If I knew, I probably wouldn't be sitting behind a microphone, that's for sure. Anyhow, Sonja Schmidt joins me as my co-host every Friday. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate your time with me. And Sonja, doesn't that get you a little, you know, get your blood, like, pumping a little bit there or what?
You know that I can never hear your music.
Oh, well, let me tell you, it was great. It was perfect. It was perfect.
What was it?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Tore the Door or something like that. Whatever. You think I know the names of music?
It did make me think that I want to watch What's that movie? Oh, not Three Amigos, but...
Oh, my God.
The movie with Jack Black, and he's playing this Mexican fighter.
You just said on another show, you know I'm not a movie guy.
I know.
Well, why are you torturing me?
Okay, this is going to drive me nuts. Jack Black, he's playing... Folks, chime in. Go into the chat room. Jack Black, he's playing a Mexican wrestler. It's so funny. So you made me want to watch that tonight. I got to figure out a movie. What are you making tonight for dinner, Jer?
I don't cook. Not on the show night, right?
I don't have
hey, we were talking about burger flippers and other people paying for survival and that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Electricity bills.
Yeah. Yeah, for those of you who are just tuning in, California is looking at several new taxes. These people, I think they spend most of their legislative time not trying to fix a problem, but trying to figure out how to tax that problem or tax you into a problem. I don't know which way to put it. But so they're talking about making your base electric bill or you know, having your electric bill based on your income. Because in California...
So stop working.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That's not a bad idea. Would it be zero then, or what do you think?
I don't know what it's going to... No. You know, here's the thing, is it's always so complicated. It's like the Affordable Health Care Act and all that, and we thought, okay, that's cool.
That doesn't cost more than that doesn't cost more than your what is it? Cell phone bill, remember?
Until you got the bill. Yeah.
You know, I sat there and now I'm still waiting to see something that looks more like a cell phone bill than it does anything else. But anyway.
Everything that glitters is not gold, people. But you know that, your audience.
Well, the shinier it is, the cheaper it is, right? Remember that?
You know,
so, but no, seriously, everything they're looking at, you know, mileage taxes, exit taxes. My God, yeah.
Can we go
Hotel California comes to mind, doesn't it? You can check in, but never check out.
Ah, it's like a roast motel.
Yeah.
What is a mileage tax?
So, you know, they push these EV cars so much, right? And, right, the electric vehicles, they push them so much that they're not getting the same gas revenue tax revenue that they
have. Of course not.
But you really think any of those legislators sat there while they were doing this going, you know, we may lose money over this.
Right. If we do this, then that... You know what? There was a thing when my kids were little on Sesame Street when that was safe to watch. And one of the bits that they used to do, we call them bits in TV world, is like, if we do this, then this will happen. So it sort of teaches you about consequences.
Yeah.
So some of our government leaders actually should have watched Sesame Street.
So the chat room says it's Nacho Libre.
Thank you so much, because I'm scrolling. I had no idea Jack Black has done so many movies. Crazy.
See, this is why I say they're smarter. I always say the people in the chat room are smarter than I am.
They are smarter.
They are all over this stuff.
Let me ask your chat room this. Should I watch that movie, or should I watch Tropic Thunder if I just really want to enjoy myself and laugh tonight?
You got to give him a minute. You got to give him a minute to answer, because they're going to argue with each other first as to which one's better,
and then another 45 minutes. They'll come back. Oh, thank you so much, because it was driving me nuts.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, back to if you are living here in California, it is really sad. It's already tough. Groceries are always already higher than they are in other places, and they just don't seem to care. And maybe for the people of Sacramento, it's the same way it is for the people in D.C. They live in a whole different planet, right? Under a different set of circumstances. They're not suffering there.
They're in a bubble. And they can afford whatever the... It's like Hollywood. You can lump that in as well. Whatever the groceries amount to, whatever it costs, they can afford it. And half the time, they're not even going to the markets themselves. They're giving somebody else a budget, and there you go. And they're not walking through the aisles themselves going, ooh, clean peaches was a cheap.
All right. I got to get to this story because I don't want to let it just go. And, you know, we're full of reboots on TV now because for some odd reason, nobody can come up with an original idea for a show, right?
Absolutely.
And now they're doing Baywatch reboot. Now, for the record, I never watched Baywatch.
You got excited about that.
I haven't watched 10 minutes of Baywatch in the whole time it was on, and I might be wrong.
I never did.
What's that?
I never did either, but Pamela Anderson has become quite the icon, as well as, what is his name, Haskell?
Yeah. He was a big deal in Germany. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was fun. You know what? He's one of those people who could make fun of himself. He did music. He did. No, I'm not mad at him.
That's hilarious. So so they're all going to be ready. They're all working out and getting ready to patrol the beaches again. And what was this? The last episode was in. I know I'm going to catch slack for this, but I don't really care. The last episode was in 1999. Okay. So that would be, what, 25 years ago. So apparently if you're drowning, you're going to have these Baywatch babes running out with their walkers to come out and save you.
That would be the TV show. That's hilarious.
That would be.
Just leave them where they are. And then I was reading something recently about Pamela Anderson. She's now embracing her age. She's going makeup-less and... I mean, there's one thing that we remember about her other than her body is that she had the whole face makeup thing going on. And she's going, you know what, man, not so much anymore. So I find that very encouraging.
All right, I want to finish up with a story because I think it's kind of funny.
Okay, so make a note so we don't forget.
I'm going to leave it on my screen and go nowhere else, and I'm not going to let you drag me all around the place. So I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe and Sonya will return in just a few minutes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as his reasons. A judge in Georgia ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue overseeing the case if Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House.
And, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Biden also urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package. McDonald's is addressing a system failure that affected its restaurants worldwide. The company acknowledged a technology outage in a statement Friday, resulting in the closure of a number of locations. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Speaking of real men, seriously, that was Clint Eastwood, right? Go ahead.
I couldn't hear
him. I know you couldn't hear him, but I could.
What did he say?
You know, he did that scene where he's, go ahead, make my day.
Oh, like, make my day.
Oh, iconic. God. Yeah. You know, you need to put him and Cary Grant and a few of those other men in a movie together.
No, but you know what? I'm sorry. He went vegan, and I'm not sure that he ate.
He went... That was it? That blew it for you, the fact that he went vegan?
I don't know. Did I tell you about when I met him and he made fun of me and it was like...
Probably, but I wasn't listening then either, so go ahead.
One of the greatest moments of my life is having Clint Eastwood make fun of me. What am I, chopped liver here? Yeah.
No, please. You know what? I pay as much attention to you when you're talking as you do to me. And you know. You couldn't even fight that one. Anyway... Where was I?
Such a crush on him when I was a kid. When he was in Rawhide, it was like, oh my God, nobody cuter than him. And then I met him in his later years.
Yeah, he didn't do anything for me, so.
I understand that. But then I met him when he was doing
Gran Torino?
Gran Torino.
Wow.
After that, and I loved Gran Torino.
That wasn't that long ago, though. I mean, really.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. And I told him how much it emotionally affected me, and then he laughed at me. And it's like,
well, oh, come on. Did you really expect him, to reach out and embrace and hug you after that?
A simple thank you would have been wonderful, but to what is it about me that people think they're okay about making fun of me?
That's not even it. I mean, look at I'm just, you know, you like to call me the curmudgeon, and I am. I embrace the title.
And that's why I will say this. I loved it when he did that. I loved it, loved it. It's a story I can tell. I won't say it on the air, but it's just so funny that he did that.
Among you, comedians and even other people, one of the most honored things that could happen is to have what's his name, Mr. Happy, the comedian Don Rickles, tear you apart. It was like a badge of honor. You give up your Emmy trophy for it, you know?
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And I told you, I'm seriously considering, in sort of, looking into Austin, Texas as a place to live, only because it's a growing place for comics. And even though I'm not anymore and I'm not going up anymore.
But you could write.
You know what? I just like being around them. I love listening to them. I love their energy. So I'm thinking about it. I'll let you know how that turns out.
Please. I am very curious. All right. Where was I?
See, I can tell you are.
Oh, no, no. Baywatch. Back to Baywatch. Come on. You can't walk away from that one. That was too good.
That's right.
But I'm very curious. As again, I never saw one episode of Baywatch. Not one.
Me
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Because I had some. I didn't have any issue about it. I'm from California. I'm from the beach area. I went to high school in the beach area, but it was just not my sort of thing.
Right.
I never watched it.
Well, they're all the originals they're trying to bring back.
Right? Ew.
And, well, I don't know if they're going to be, I don't know how they're going to do this. They're not real detailed, right? But the audience...
They're going to bring the originals at their current age, which I would do. If I was doing...
Maybe they're
going to
do it in AI. Ooh.
Ooh. You know, I would bring Hasselhoff in at like 97, however age he is. Pamela Anderson, no makeup, and, you know, she's wearing...
counseling the new group coming in.
I would do that show. That's funny to me.
So, ready for this one? The TV series, it became the most widely viewed TV series in the world with an estimated week, ready for this? This is unheard of. With an estimated weekly audience of more than 1.1 billion viewers.
Wow.
Right? And they're in the Guinness World Book of Records for that. I mean, you were in TV. That.
Are you kidding? No TV show. If you get 4,000 viewers, you're like happy. I'm telling you, in the olden days, you would commit suicide with a rating like that.
Wow.
So, that's going to be. When is it coming out? Do you have any stats?
It's in development right now.
It's in development.
Yeah, so I don't know. You know that world. What does that mean? They're trying to get money for it or what?
No, that means they're going to screw it up and give it a bunch of notes. And the poor producers who brought this great idea to the forefront.
You think they'll let Hasselhoff wear a bikini or what? I'm just asking. Right?
Well, it would be fun. I mean, he is a guy who makes fun of himself. He doesn't take himself seriously. He seems like a really, I bet he's a patriot. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him, but I bet he's a patriot. But in development, and to your question, means they're going to screw it up and then it'll probably never see the light of day.
I don't know what today's, unless they're trying to appeal to the older crowd, right? Getting them back on the TV.
Because why?
You and I don't, you know, you don't watch TV anymore. You mostly watch stuff that's streaming online and that kind of stuff. But you know, given today's culture, climate, if you would, you don't see today's kids, younger people, watching a show like Baywatch, do you?
Yeah, if they do something to bring in a younger audience, I do. But that takes some smarts and some development. And probably Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson will be in the background, and they'll bring some new people in. I don't know. It's so weird because kids are seeing half-naked, bikini-clad people all the time. So what are you going to do to make – when Baywatch came when that came into the forefront, we didn't see people in thongs and running around the beach in slow motion and jumping in the water and their hair flowing. That was all new. I don't know how they're going to make that appealing for today's youth.
I'm getting at is with the mindset of the young people of today. I don't know how you make that work. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm curious to see what the, what development means. I think it's interesting. I you know, we were talking about David Hasselhoff, who was the star of that show. His first show was, what was that called? He had a car named Kit. Who was
Yeah.
He was, it was the talking car who could do everything that he said. Well, that was, when we watched that, was like, oh man.
Knight Rider.
Future, that will never happen. And now I'm like in my car driving. I'm like, hey, Siri.
And it talks to you. Yeah, right? Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I just said, hey, Siri. And Siri just chimed, shut up, Siri.
All right, so, but a quick funny story. I used to keep my iPhone, like, right next to me here on the desk. And one of my favorite terms for a while was, seriously? And what would happen? Siri would pop up and say, you know, yeah, what do you want? Kind of.
You know what? I threw away, what was the one I had in the kitchen? It wasn't Siri. It was something else. But, you know, I heard they were listening into your stuff, and I threw it out. But I'm conspiratorial like that, so you know that. It started with an A. Oh, God. Anyway, she's gone. She's in the trash can. She's gone. Are you making, like, a joke?
You keep asking me that. I'm not making anything. You know what I may have? You're going to get mad at me. I'm going to make pre-made fish cakes, maybe.
What the heck are fish cakes?
Crab cakes. Not fish cakes. Crab cakes.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't make them yourself. You're buying
no,
them.
No, what are you, crazy? Crab cakes? Or maybe I'll make pancakes. Now, see, look what you're doing to me. Stop talking food. I'm starving. I got time to go.
No, what are you going to have with them? So, crab cakes and...
Oh, seriously? Look at me. Do I look like a vegetable kind of guy to you? Seriously?
I didn't say anything about vegetables.
I know what you was thinking
about.
Look at him.
I found today at Ralph's, they had smoked turkey legs. That never happens this time of year.
Of course,
I snatched them up, and I'm putting them in some red beans. So I'm making red beans with smoked turkey legs. I'm really trying not to have rice with them because I don't need it.
Alright, we're going to break. Back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonia on the Joe Mazzina Show. Be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. All right, in the next hour, when we come back, when I come back, because, you know, Sonya's got to bail because she's got to eat.
I got red beans and rice cooking.
I'm going to talk to you about the deluge of propaganda you're going to get coming up in this election cycle. They're already running, Sonya, they're already running KKK-style ads against Trump.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh. you mean you think they just they have too much integrity to do that?
I believe they would do such a thing.
Oh, God. So, and we're going to talk a little bit about the $7.3 trillion spending plan by Joey B. And
He's earmarked, just to give you an idea where we're going with this, right? He's earmarked $3 billion for the State Department to advance gender equity and equality worldwide. So we're going to pay for other countries to take some of this money and tell us they're going to do something with it that they're not going to do.
Well, you better pick one because we got 10 minutes.
No, I don't mean for us now. I'm talking about in the next hour I'm going to beat these up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, oh, so
can we talk about recipes?
And then what was the other thing? Oh, $33 billion has already been spent to rebuild Haiti since its massive earthquake that it had a while back. We'll say that you have enough years on you to remember that. So do I.
I'm sorry.
No.
I thought the
Haiti? What's Haiti? And the billions of dollars that the Clinton Foundation got to rebuild and did absolutely
jack
poo-poo. What?
Hence what I said. I said I thought the Clintons took care of it.
Oh, right. God bless. All right. What did you want to talk about? What is it?
I don't know, but I'm so glad that you're willing to talk about all this crap. I just think the world is going to...
No, you know what I think? I know you like the more upbeat or positive stories, if you would.
It's not that, Joe. I'm not looking for Pollyanna.
I'm not saying you do. I'm
saying we got to come up with solutions other than reporting the same. I'm like, I don't know what to do, and I think you tell people to get engaged. Which I always think you're telling me to find a mate, and I can't do that yet. Nobody's coming up to my doorstep. But, do something. And I think that we got to find things that are instrumental and clear for people to do.
Yeah.
Because it's a mess.
No, okay, so my viewpoint's a tad different than yours from a standpoint of, if you spend time sitting there watching Baywatch on your TV set, you could spend some time doing a little research to see what's going on in your local schools. Because being an elected official myself and getting phone calls and emails from people complaining about stuff, my first response is, what have you done? Who have you reached out to other than me? Right? That's number one.
And I don't think you should condemn people for taking a break and watching something as stupid and benign. As Baywatch, you gotta have a break from this stuff. You can't. This is my opinion. You can't live your life totally on politics.
Do you know who you're talking to? I have every Ren and Stimpy video available to mankind. Okay?
Exactly. You need a break. But then, I was talking to you about school board stuff, and it really frustrates me that you're in a position of frustration. The parents are also in a position of frustration. So are the teachers in a position of frustration. How do we get people to get involved, get engaged, and have some sort of understanding about what's going on so that we're all on the same page and we can fix the problem? I don't know that answer, but I know it frustrates me because you're all...
Well, you can fix it. You can help fix it. You.
Who?
You, don't you look behind you. I'm pointing to you. You can't see me, but I'm pointing to you. Here's the thing. I know you don't believe this, but I'm going to say it anyway. There are a lot of people that watch this show, listen to this show, listen to you on other shows. They like you. They trust you. They listen to what you say. Okay?
I'm a likable, trustable person.
As unlikable as I am, there are people that listen to me, trust me, and the biggest compliment I get from people is, look, I don't always like the way you say it, but I love the fact that you're willing to put it out there and let us know what's going on. Well, I'm not going to spend my time talking about, the Barbie movie and how it didn't make any sense, because that's not going to fix the school district.
Well, not on this show. It don't make no sense.
No, but my point is that... So I know those people listening to me are not only looking to hear what's wrong, but what's the fix? How do you make a change? How do you get involved to make a change, right?
Exactly.
So that's why I look at our time as so precious, because we do have people, grandmas and aunts, uncles, moms, dads. It's like my plea for MyPillow. Now, people have said to me, the prices are kind of high. Okay, so you'd rather spend money on a Chinese product where they can't stand you, hate your guts. It's not quality product in most cases. Not all, but in most cases. And I won't broad brush because I know you don't like when I do that, that all Chinese people hate us. But the government and those at the top definitely do. So why wouldn't you spend a few extra bucks, buy here in this country, buy from somebody who's fighting for those things that you know are true and right, and support other Americans working?
Well, A, I don't disagree with you on
wait a minute. Hold that. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. I'll be right back.
I think that supporting the CCP is a wrong thing. And if you have to pay even a couple dollars more, it's worth it. Yeah. So I'm all about solutions rather than hand-wringing and talking about what's not working. That's just because I don't know where to go. Get engaged. I get that. I want to get engaged. But other than outrage, I don't know where to go. And I think that I love it when you give solutions.
Well, you find that thing that's a passion, right? So, you know, I'm going to catch flack for this, but, you know, I get it, and I go, why do you write me? I don't care, right? So, you know, in the theater and drama and music or what have you, there are a lot of players, a lot of people in that industry that kind of tend to go fast and loose and
so
you
can
know.
I just tell you something?
Go
that
ahead.
Our side has an ability and the opportunity to write our stories too. So
but that's what I was
going
to say.
Oh,
you
okay,
people like you need to coalesce or come to whatever and start taking those positions over. So these kids, young people, aren't always subjected to one way of thinking that you have to be in that universe.
Right. And I also this is twofold for me. I think that you need to be involved in the classics. And we talked this week about the Boston Pops and about classical music and all this. And I was a dancer, but I had to learn a classical ballet before I could improvise. All right? So there's nothing wrong with people being involved or being exposed to the classics like Neil Simon in terms of plays, dance, classical, ballet, and all that. And then they can branch off. So I don't want to poo-poo those things for people.
No, I don't either.
But
I just want you teaching them, okay? You know what I'm saying? I want you teaching those things. I want you teaching the writing. I want people like you teaching that kind of stuff because then I have somebody who's grounded.
I do, but yes, and I agree with you. I do agree we have to start off at a certain point, and we have to point out. I always say this on your show. There's a movie that it's a great movie. It's written by a Dr. Seuss who I didn't know was a huge leftist at the time, but it's The Lorax, and they totally put down capitalism and all the things that we stand for, but it's done in a wonderful way. And I was like, well, my grandson was into it. He was like 2 years old. I'm like, okay, I'll let him deal with this. But had he gotten older, we would talk about the themes. So there's also teachable moments when you're watching leftist stuff that you can take that opportunity and talk to them about. But exposing your children to the arts is a good thing because then they'll be able to write their own counterparts to something like The Lorax.
I don't disagree with you, but people are going to need to engage. Period. People are going to need to engage, to take these things
over, to talk about
these things.
Right, but you can't write a play unless you understand how a play is written.
True.
So,
all right, we're out of time.
Okay. Oh, good. I got to get to my red beans and rice.
So just to entice you a little bit, PETA now says you should not say cheese before a photo. And if you want to know why, you just
don't
have
totally
to come back.
I totally agree with that.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
We got to go. Joe Messina, your host.
Makes your mouth look stupid.
Joe Messina, your host. Sonia Smith joined us. Sonia, can't wait to have you back next week. Don't go far, people. Don't do anything stupid, because I'm going to be back in a few minutes.
Count it right now.